Jeffrey?
Yeah?
Do you remember that moment that Nick Foles caught the game-winning touchdown pass?
Yes. In my heart of hearts, I knew we had won the Super Bowl, even though it was only the end of the first half. Brilliante! Now, I've been training salespeople for decades, and I still get that exact same feeling every time I make a sale, every time I help a salesperson make a sale.
Caught! Foles! Touchdown!
I'll be giving a seminar in Philadelphia on sales leadership on October the 18th and sales mastery on October the 19th at the Chubb Hotel and Conference Center. Get your tickets before they fly, Eagles fly away.
Go to cgittimer.com/Philadelphia or go find that link in the show notes.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time for a Sales Manager Spotlight, brought to you by Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee. And we're going to be talking to some of the world's strongest and smartest sales managers.
What they like, what they fear, how they hire. Doesn't matter if you're a manager, doesn't matter if you're a salesperson, it doesn't even matter if you're just a person. You're going to learn something from these top leaders from around the country.
And with that, it's time to get this week's Sales Manager Spotlight. Let's go to the boss's office. I promise, this time, it won't be scary.
Our next Sales Manager Spotlight puts the focus on Candace Williams, the great Candace Williams, regional sales manager for Schwan's Food Service, based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Like, you don't really have to put Utah at the end of Salt Lake City, I don't think. Candace manages 7 broker teams and implements sales plans for a sales force that spans from Utah to Hawaii. Now, that's much better to, you know, hail from Hawaii than hail from Salt Lake, but that's just a matter of. So Schwan Food Company is a multi-billion dollar privately held food manufacturing company specializing in frozen products. They manage 7 broker teams, Core Group, Key Impact, Independence, and 1 direct report. I think that we can I think we should just let Candace talk about what she does and how she does it rather than me go into a dissertation. But I think the bottom line is this is a qualified woman. And I want to make sure that we get the essence of what qualifies her so that any of you diehards out there can understand who to work for, what it is to work for. But she let out a secret in our pre-interview, and I want to really focus on that. Candace, you didn't just start out as manager, did you?
No, absolutely not. I worked my way up.
Well, yeah, what'd you do at working your way up?
Well, I started at the young age of 12 years old working the cash register at my family business.
Now you're
which
talking.
Was a garden center.
Huh? Now you're
and
talking.
And my mom originally taught me how to hustle and taught me how to upsell to the customer. So I worked in every level, really, from a store hand or a retail sales associate up to manager. And then I moved on to outside sales and did account executive, territory manager, district sales manager. And now here I am at regional sales manager. So I've kind of worked my way up the ranks.
And for frozen food, do you ever thaw it out and eat it?
Well, you have to bake it first. So
got it.
We specialize
bake it, wait a minute, bake it or microwave it?
Well, you can microwave some of our products, but mainly the products that I sell in the food service division are baking products. So it's raw dough that you have to bake.
I want to go back on something really quick. I was curious, Candace. You said, you know, you started off when you were 12. What was your first hustle?
Yeah.
Really, at the cash register, we would run a phenomenal Halloween business. And we had these rats that we would sell, these plastic rats. And that was the upsell on, ma'am, would you like a rat to go with your pumpkin?
Or,
you know, would you like, you know, this funky pair of glasses to go with your purchase? So we had some stuff on the counter and I would just ask them, kind of fill the customer out. But that's how I kind of
started. So you make an extra buck or two every time you rang the register.
Absolutely. And I mean, who doesn't want to buy from a 12-year-old kid that's suggesting something? I sold a lot of rats.
That's awesome. I bring it up too, just because I think, you know, you're obviously, I'm more esteem than me at this point, but coming in, I think that's a good sign for anyone who has a passion for sales, because similarly to you, I've had that hustle since 12 years old. I started with Pokemon trading cards to bubblegum to lemonade, on and on and on. So that's a good sign right there, I think, just from an early age.
And I mean, think about it this way, Candace. If you were in New York City selling those rats, I think that's our city mascot.
Well, I think that everybody has to start somewhere. Yeah. And even if you're behind a cash register, you know, making minimum wage, there's a lot of learning that happens there.
And do you recall your mom's stuff when you're teaching your salespeople?
Yeah, I definitely implement some of it. It's a little bit different business. So we were a retail shop at that time, and now being in food service and outside sales, it's a little bit different sell, but, absolutely. I implement a lot. And, you know, one of her mottos was, if there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. And I tell that to my salespeople all the time. You know, don't give me excuses. If there's a will, there's a way. Give me a solution.
How do you hire people? What's the criteria that you look for when you're going after a new person?
I love positive people. So someone that sits down in front of me that has a positive persona is great. I also really love resourceful people. So I want a person that knows how to use Google and is not going to rely on me for 100% of their learning. I also like people that are continuous learners. So I think that creates someone that's a better rounded salesperson. I like to ask in interviews, what's the last book you read? What's the last thing you taught yourself? Mm-hmm. Because that really tells you a lot about that person and how they're going to, you know, execute for you as an employee.
Aren't you secretly hoping that they were a cashier as a 12-year-old?
I am. I always am.
Like, did they start earlier than their time to start?
Sure.
You know, what's their work ethic like?
Absolutely. Work ethic is really important to me. Coming from a garden center background, it's hard work. And, you know, I look at the resume and I think, have they had any hard jobs in their life? Or, you know, those that are straight out of college, did they work in college? I really like people with a good work ethic, and especially in outside sales where you have to be self-motivated. I'm looking for good work ethic.
What's changed this year or the year before in sales that wasn't there when you started?
Yeah, you know, social selling is huge. When I first started sales, I want to say that I still had a beeper. So social selling and just LinkedIn selling, I personally reach out to a lot of corporate chefs and C-level executives on LinkedIn and surprisingly get responses. So LinkedIn is a great social selling tool, and also Facebook.
Let me ask if I can. First of all, I envy you, because growing up watching movies, wanting a beeper was my dream. I was just waiting leading up. I'm like, man, that's so cool. I can't wait till I have a job. I have a beeper. I miss that whole era. But if you can, give us, what is like your best social selling strategy? Like for LinkedIn, for example, what approach would you use typically that you've seen great success with for people out there?
Well, in my industry, what I'm using LinkedIn for is to reach the chefs that won't give you the time of day because they don't think that you have products that suit their needs. So what I'm doing on LinkedIn, it's casual. It's a reaching out saying, hi, I've been in your restaurant. Love what you do with the menu. I have some new ideas. I would love to, you know, come in and do a presentation and give you some new ideas for your menu.
I'll share a story with you and then we can move on. A buddy of mine had a business out west where he sold cedar planks. You know what they are, where you cook a hunk of salmon?
Absolutely. Yes.
And he would go to a grocery store chain, set up a barbecue in the front yard, cook the salmon on the plank, bring it into the CEO and just say, try this.
It's pretty direct.
And he would go, the CEO goes, wow, where'd you get that? Oh, I just barbecued it out in your front yard. And made a sale every single time.
You've got to put the food in their mouth, and that's the key to food service sales. And so whenever you're in front of a customer, they should be eating your product or you're not doing your job.
And the question is, where can they, the salespeople, I think, will come up with every excuse in the world about why they can't cook it before they go in, because it's not sanitary, it won't stay warm, it's not going to stay good. They have every bullshit excuse on the planet about why it won't work. But the guys who are your most successful, I will guarantee you, are the ones that with a warmer, or the ones with they walk in with a microwave and they can make it happen right there on the spot.
Absolutely. And a lot of my sales team, if we're not baking in the kitchen, I do a lot of training on baking in front of a chef and ensuring that they're comfortable with the equipment. Because in the perfect world, I want them in the kitchen talking to the chef with a pizza in the oven. And so that's the perfect sales call. But if they're not able to do that, and that's one of the qualifying questions, hey, chef, are we going to have time that I can bake you some samples in the kitchen? Then we will bring it in a pizza box.
I'm a pepperoni guy myself, but that's a whole other issue. Are you going to give us, or can you give us, one lesson that you'd like to pass on to any one of our sales diehards that's listening today? You have the wisdom. Obviously, you have the drive and the success belt that you have earned. What do you tell a sales guy who's saying, what can I do, Candace? I'm having a little bit of struggle right now and not going the best for me. Please help me.
Well, there's a couple ways to handle that. I'm all about relationship building. So a lot of the people on my team, I know them well. I know what makes them tick. Some people I'll give more tough love and I'll say, no guts, no glory, get out and make an additional sales call type of thing. Or others I know need a little bit more help and I'll recommend books for them to read. Or I personally get in the car with my sales team and we go out and make sales calls. We'll do more hands-on training. So I don't like excuses. I like solutions. And that's exactly the message that I give my team. Is don't give me excuses. I've heard them all.
If you're a sales leader and you just heard this segment and you're thinking, man, I really should get that Gittimer Learning Academy, stop. You need to get the Learning Academy for your entire team so they can get better. And you can track, measure, and monitor everybody on your team after they've taken the assessment and learn about how good they are and or where they need help. And you as their leader can now actually coach them to victory.
If you're a strong, smart, successful sales manager and you want to be featured in our Sales Manager Spotlight series on Sell or Die, all you need to do is email sellordie@gittimer.com. If you know someone or you have a favorite sales manager who's amazing and should be featured, nominate them at sellordie@gittimer.com. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Sell or Diehards. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard, and we thank you.